Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Kotowska and I will be your host. This is UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of studies, I would like to share my experience, knowledge and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, and fitness fads. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most importantly, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercise that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is the body positivity movement and the fashion industry. Yes, I know we spoke about it before a little bit, but today we're going in depth. The global body positivity movement is playing an important part in changing how certain industries create, market, and sell products. It's also been crucial in changing how people view themselves and others. Body positivity has always been linked with the fashion industry, which has more power to influence positive change than many people might assume. Body image is a term used to describe how we think and feel about our bodies. It is a big problem in many societies, and people who think negatively about their bodies are more at risk for experiencing depression, social anxiety, and eating disorders. Our guest today is Camila Rocha, international designer, creative director of Rocha, the couture fashion brand. Camila Rocha is a designer with a degree in fashion and has been working nationally and internationally at several fashion events in Spain, Canary Islands and London. She has worked with Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar Meister, designer Agatha Ruiz de la Prada, and she styled several recognized artists. Camila has been dressing all types of bodies, representing the body positivity movement in the fashion industry. Camila, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good. Where are you? In London or somewhere else?
No, in London. In London at the moment, in my house.
Ah, I see. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining, for being a part of the UK Health Radio and the Fit Life.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. Long time no see. You look beautiful.
Hey, you too. A long time not see you as well.
I know.
Everything is going well, I imagine, right?
All good. Yeah. How are you? How is life for you?
Good as well. Very happy. I can't complain.
Yeah. How was the pandemic? How was this whole year for you?
So the pandemic was, honestly, I'm spending a good time in the pandemic moment, and I think it really helped my creative mind to grow more. After that, everything changed for me. Of course, no, I have bad moments like everyone, so it's difficult. You'll be distant of your family and et cetera. But yeah, I'm not gonna complain. I think pandemic, sometimes if you take the things in the positive way, can change a lot, right?
Exactly. So, you know, things are going back slowly to normal. I mean, fashion industry is going slowly back. Fashion shows, some photo shoots, very slowly.
Yeah.
And so the important thing that I thought to talk to you about, since you're a designer, you dress different type of models, different type of people, about the body positivity movement, which is so big right now at the moment, as we can see every ads promote pretty much different type of bodies, different ethnicity, different age group, and the fashion. So body movement, body positivity movement and fashion. So tell us more about yourself. Who is the Camila Rocha designer? Who do you design for? What is your inspiration? Who are you?
Okay. So Camila Rocha is myself. Rocha is my brand. Rocha is starting 2014 when I was in the university. I'm start doing that in my first year. My position from the beginning is show the people a different artist brand, right? And show the people different values, like can be aesthetical, ethical, moral values, such as elegance, extravagance, good taste, comfort, and exaltation of the strength of a body, you know, like you were saying before. And yeah, basically that. I moved to London 3 years ago. I'm starting my brand in Valencia, in Spain. I did a lot of concerts. I have a lot of customers from that moment as well, from 2014, that is still buying Rocha at the moment. So I'm very happy with that as well. And now I'm trying to grow here in London. It's going well. I have a studio here as well in Camden Town. So if someone wants to come, I can show everything for sure. That's and okay. Yeah, basically that for now.
Right. So where are you originally from?
Okay, so I was born in Brazil. I'm Brazilian and I grew up in Canary Island. So everything my artist part starts in Canary Island, right? And I think I'm very tropical at the same time. So everything I translate in my fashion concepts as well. It's very interesting when you mix cultures as well in your work, right?
Oh yeah, your designs are off the hook. I am fully, fully in love. They can be elegant, but quirky, edgy, oversized, sexy, everything. I do love it. And I had that pleasure to actually work with you and wear some of them. And one of the dresses, the blue dress, is still
I will remember, my yeah. Favorite. Thank you so much. Thank Just you very much.
Something else. So, you know, if you could tell us your process of who do you design for, you know, being in the fashion industry, we have those standards as model are super tall, super skinny. That's where most of designers require today. Well, today and back in the days. So what is your thinking process? Who do you design the clothes for? Who do you like to direct your clothes to, your fashion to?
So I design clothes for success, right? Mm-hmm. So my clothes is for all those people who want to make the difference and feel identified with their own unusual aesthetic, right? Mm-hmm. My audience is select, but growing quick, luckily, right? One of my main objectives with that is also teach people to understand that styles come first from an introspective understanding of oneself. Make sense?
Yeah.
So when you know, respect, and love yourself, you understand that your style is born from these concepts. But no other sectors, the sector, the public ones, I mean, is the same. So my audience is quite select in that aspect. If I really think is important the different type of bodies, because make the difference. No 2 centimeters can make the difference in everything. And when you design, you need to think about the different type of people that you will have in your customer, between your customers, the artists, people that you work with, and et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, basically that is not only important, the public that you are looking for, if it's not as well, the kind of body that you are looking work with.
Okay. So, you know, when you design, do you think about particular body or do you try to think of all the people that could learn, wear your designs? Do you have any vision?
So I really love ask people what they need. No, more that what I want to do is what people's needs and what is missing in around the sector, the, in the sector. No, this comes as well with different kind of bodies and concepts and a lot of things. For sure, when I start designing my own ideas, first I try in myself, no, with my own body. But after I try always think if can be functional for everyone, or if I need to make something different for different kind of bodies. No, is what I said before. 2 centimeters can change a lot of things. And sometimes one kind of dress don't look good on you if you are thin, the thinner that another people that is thicker, you know?
Yeah.
But when I'm start designing my own concepts, first I think in what everyone can like general. And after that, I'm start making the different kind of patterns for the different kind of bodies.
Right. So, you know, you come from Brazil. Brazilian women are known for their curves, beautiful bodies, not necessarily super thin, super skinny, you know. So you guys are just the beauty kind of country that Brazil, Colombia, all those Latin American countries known for different beauty aesthetics. So how do you see body positivity movement? What does that mean to you as a designer, as a Latina, as a beautiful, you know, woman that has curves?
So yeah, I was born with this kind of body, that is Brazilian ones, the curves ones. For me, of course, it is what I have all my life inside my family and et cetera. And also for me, the type of body that I try to look for had always, no? But just because it comes from the beginning, no? From when you are children and you start doing your concept in your mind. Of course, everyone is different, sorry. And I don't think is better body than another body, because as well, when I work with models, like I work with you, I look for different kind of bodies. Normally not like my one, you know? Mm-hmm. Just because it looks different in the garments, different people look different always, and it's good you show as well different type of bodies, because society is like that. Is different people, and you need to show everything. But yeah. For me, from now, for example, for make the bikinis, that comes exactly from my Brazilian part of culture. The bodies with curves looks amazing. I can't say no, but no. Always my thing is only for this type of bodies, you know. Mm-hmm.
So are you agreeing with the body positivity movement in the fashion industry that we start to look at different models, different sizes, different skin tones? Are you as a designer accepting and pushing that movement, or are you still in that mind frame of having those Caucasian tall skinny models?
No, not really. I am in, of course, I am inside this movement, because, okay, my concept is teach a new concept of fashion where body positivity and mental health comes together should be the new concept of fashion in this century. No? Make people understand that fashion is not only about clothes, dress well, be cool is the worst part. So my purpose is to create an artist environment based in the values of the personal positivity, and from there help the people create their own style. I think this is the only way that fashion industry can change everything, right? And respect everyone and respect all the bodies.
And it's what makes difference in my brand about another brand. Now is what makes Rocha different. Is to understand that body positivity and mental health come together. So everyone can have the option for dress whatever they want to dress.
So, you know, when we were working together, because my body is very, very athletic, it's very different. It's not skinny. I'm not skinny. I'm tall and I have long limbs, but I'm more athletic looks. Did that version of me for your clothing, did that make any difference in your thinking? Did that impact it? Did you like it? Maybe you dislike it. I'm very, very open to this, and I'm very happy to criticism. You know, that's nothing that I'm not aware of or new to. So how was that experience to you, dressing very different models?
You know, is what I do normally always, even when I have a shooting. I'm always try to have different people, different cultures, different skins, different kind of bodies, and different kind of
genders.
Yeah, thank you very much. Different kinds of genders. So yeah, my experience with you was amazing, brilliant. I really, you were beautiful. And when someone dress something and make them, they feel good. You girls, when you are doing your modeling stuff, express that. For me, it's very important when I'm working with someone, they feel comfortable. I feel comfortable straight away working with you, because if I decide work with you, it's because I like it, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more important when you dress my things, you feel good with yourself and you feel good with your body, because it's the only way that you can express to me and express to my customers in the shootings, in the catwalks or whatever, and how my brand can be something else that only looks cool, can be something as well that make people feel good with themselves, they feel positive, feel wonderful, right? So yeah, work with you for me was amazing. I hope we can work together as well.
Oh,
and thank you very much. And basically that, for me, is important when someone feels good and wonderful with my clothes. And it doesn't matter if you are tall and short, because so I have some customers that say, oh, Camila, I'm so short for this kind of trousers. And I try to make them understand, no, you are not short. You just need, you know, cut in this part and take a little bit less of your waist, and will look amazing on you as well. It's not about if you are tall or you are short or you are athletic or you are not, you know. It's just have the vision to make people understand it's just different parts, different kind of bodies, but fashion have the way to change it with 2 centimeters less and cutting couple of things, you know.
Yeah. So do you think designers should be more diverse when it comes to body types? Do you think they should be more open-minded, more like yourself, very, very, very open-minded to different bodies, different girls, different sizes?
Yes, I do. I do. And sometimes I try to explain to the people as well, you know, everyone is different. And everyone is trying always to say, no, everyone is different. I'm different. I am different to everyone, blah, blah, blah. But in the same time, I'm imagining it's from the social media, the influencers and Instagram and et cetera, et cetera. Everyone always is trying to copy someone else, no? And they forget that sometimes you are looking for something that don't fit you, don't look good on you. Just because you are different, and thank you God that you are different, right? So if fashion have the possibility to help people understand that you mustn't copy no one, you must have your own style, because you are different to another, even in your body, even in a lot of things. Probably we can diversify the clothes, you know, because of course it's not the same, the Kardashian look, that my look, that your look, you know, makes sense. Probably I really love the dress, but for me, if this dress is a little bit more, comes more here in my neck and is a little bit more fit in my waist or whatever, should look better on me because my body is like that and her body is like that, and probably for you should be different. It's still the same dress, but from different kinds of bodies, you know?
Mm-hmm. So is there any difference in dressing thinner and thicker model?
Yes, yes, it's a lot of difference, because if you imagine, if I put something on you that makes you feel uncomfortable, because straight away, you know, don't make the highlight of your own figure, you are not gonna feel comfortable and you're not gonna like straight away. So is what I was saying before, you're not gonna express to me like a model the value that I need you express. So when you dress the people, when you dress your customers, when you have shootings, when you have catwalks, you always need to pay attention in the different people, in the different bodies, because if you try to put something that is for thinner in thicker person, you can make this person feel bad. You know, and it's not about the body, it's something completely mental. But is my work make you feel wonderful? And if I don't understand that this piece works better in this person than another person, I can make someone look not good. I can make someone look worse, and they will do the bad job as well. So yeah, it's completely different work with these different thinner or thicker bodies.
And for you as a designer, is it easier to work with skinnier person than thicker, or it doesn't make any difference for you as a designer?
Yeah, make difference. No, for me it's not easy. I can't lie. It's something that you as well need to learn, because of course fashion industry from a lot of years ago start doing things only for fit persons, right? Only for thinner persons. And after all the movement for the different kind of bodies start. So when you are in the university, they teach you how to do only smaller sizes. They don't teach you how to make a plus size pattern. So it's something that I must learn by myself. I am doing that now. I am trying to learn, because of course it's change a lot in the pattern, change a lot of things. So it's not easy. It's something that we must do and more in this century, because everyone should have the opportunity for look amazing. But it's something that I think in the universities and in the fashion industry, someone needs to put inside the
curriculum,
the course, you know.
Next question, exactly. Yeah, to ask you if you think that should be considered as something to be added to a university curriculum, because it's like, you know, only teaching you how to design for skinny people, slim people, it's a little bit of categorizing and just dismissing that, you know, there are bigger people, curvier people, smaller, taller, etc. So do you think that would as a university graduate, that would be beneficial?
Yeah, I really think, because now I'm trying to do different types of bodies, and not only plus size, because everyone always is trying to say, no, plus size, not only plus size. Some people have problems in their back, some people have the arm a little bit shorter, and et cetera. But no one in the university teach you these kind of things that can make a lot of difference when you are growing a brand. And I really, really think we need to start paying attention on that. Of course, it's something that you can learn after the university, like I'm doing now. I'm doing my courses for to do my patterns better, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you make my life and the students' life more easy from the beginning, probably you will have in the future better people doing better things for everyone.
Right. And another question is, because you're a lot around all these designers and artists and models, how does fashion and designers or artists or models view body positivity? Have you had any conversations about it? Did you hear anything?
About when you say about body positivity, you say like the vision of the people about the different kind of bodies is what you
yes.
mean?
For example, I mean, you know, there's still designers out there who would not dress bigger people. There are still model agencies out there that only takes certain type of models. They're not open to variety and diversity. Have you had that direct contact with another designer or perhaps
yeah.
model agency
yeah.
or managers that were saying like, nope, we want only, I don't know, 5'9" models, this slim, we are not accepting smaller, shorter, etc., etc.? Have
yeah.
you had that experience?
Yes, I did, and I'm still doing. I can't say every day, you know, but normally when I work with someone else in big teams and with different brands, this is still like that. People don't like work with different types of bodies that can be plus size, for example. It's still like that in the industry. That is sad, but just because from these people is difficult work with that because they don't have experience. Is everything comes together? No, they don't have experience because no one teach you how to do that and blah 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 blah. So it's always more easy you work with something that you already know that tries to do something different for another people. But yeah, I have this kind of experiences always. The industry is still like that, probably in 8% of the brands and et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, it's a little bit sad. I'm start changing it. I'm still learning as well. I can say I am the best one doing all the types of body clothes, no? But I push myself to start doing it and start making Rocha different from that, no?
Mm-hmm. And have you had kind of any form of arguments when it comes to, for example, you had the same fashion show or it's a fashion week and you're dressing different models and one designer wants this and now you're more open to diversity? Have you ever had a clash with another designer saying like what they do is just not necessarily very ethical or it's just not what the industry fashion should go towards.
Yeah, I had an argument, let's say. I don't know if this argument is the correct word. But yes, of course, we start speaking about that. And I am always the kind of person as well that respect another opinions. But because I'm very introspective person, so I try to understand everyone's point. Mm-hmm. I had the argument with someone, but everything comes from the same point. It's difficult work with something that you never touched before, so you always gonna see the negative part of that. No, I'm not gonna try to do that. I'm not gonna try to do these kind of bodies because it's difficult, it's different, and my brand already is like that. Everyone know me from that point, so I'm not gonna change now. It's even expensive for me because now I need to change my process and now I need to start doing another course and blah blah blah. So always the people take these in the negative part, No, and it's something that I really don't like. I'm very positive and open person for change every day, all the time, everything, not only in my profession, in my personal life as well. So yeah, basically, I think the argument comes because people don't want to open their minds for change, for something new and for something better for everyone. It's more easy, you be comfortable with what you already are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically all the arguments come from that, because it's more comfortable be exactly at the same point that you start growing. That change for grow is, in my opinion, grow is better and more up, no? Let's say like that.
Yeah. So how to push more diverse look in fashion industry? What's your advice?
First making people understand that it's very important you feel good with yourself. Doesn't matter the social media, doesn't matter if fashion industry don't accept you from the beginning, and doesn't matter nothing, because when you feel good with yourself, you can change the world from a lot of points, right? So I want Rochaf in the future be an industry, I want to be a brand that help people even in the psychology part, for they understand how important is you feel good with yourself, you feel wonderful with exactly who you are, and at that point I can make something special for you, no? So if the brands and the fashion industry start valuing and understanding and making the people understand this kind of point that for me is so important and comes from the, your introspective part, we can change everything. But for me, the only option that this happens is if all the fashion industry starts paying attention in the public, in what the people need, not what they need, no? Is what you asked me from the beginning. When you design, what you think first? You think in what you like, or what the people need, or the different parts of bodies and blah, 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 no? So for me, it's important what the people need, what the industry don't have. And after that point, you have something from start. And when you start and you are creative in the same part, in the same time, you know exactly what to do. No. So now I understand different kind of bodies need different kind of clothes and they don't have in the industry. So now let me try to do something with Rocha aesthetics, beautiful dresses as well, beautiful bikinis as well, everything that I can do, but with this point, no?
Yeah, great.
So it's the, yeah.
Fantastic that you try to focus on the mental and health aspect of fashion. That's why you know it's so important to talk about it, to make everyone, people in fashion industry, aware that the mental health is such a big thing, and then fashion and mental health is so deeply connected, very deeply connected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you know, yeah, for me it's important that.
Perfect. So we have a little bit
of people wonderful.
Sorry, keep going. Say it again.
For me, the important thing is make people wonderful. That's so great. Doesn't matter the other part.
That's correct. So I have another part of this little interview, which is called the fad or a fact. So fad is something that, you know, it's just temporary in fashion, and fact is that something happened and it's still there in the history. So I want you to either agree or disagree, or say it's a fact or it's a fad. Okay,
so fad is something that is temporal, right? And fact is something that is always like that.
Correct. Okay, so we have the first question.
Okay, let's start.
Yay.
So
Let me start. So the simple yet elegant and highly versatile little black dress is attributed to Coco Chanel. Fact or a fact?
Fact.
Fact. Yes. Fact. Little black dress is always Coco Chanel. That's right. Okay. Another one. Major international fashion weeks always take place in the following order: New York, London, Milan, and finally Paris. Fact or fact?
Fact. Fact. Fact.
Okay, next one. The official fashion week started in 1943 in New York. Fact or a fact?
Oh,
come on, fashion graduate student.
A fact. Fact.
No, yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a fact. Okay, and now a little bit of I would say fads, and if you agree with that or maybe not. Oversized buns. It's a fad or a fact in fashion? It's something that exists or it's already overdue?
It's fact. Fact. I'm agree with you. Yeah.
How about the plastic look with the makeup? Fad or fact?
I hope fat, honestly. I hope.
Yeah, I feel like we're moving into more natural look type of aesthetics, and I would hope so too. Now, do you have any facts or fact that you would like to share as a designer, or maybe you've seen something that you would like to say, like, no, guys, this is a fad or this is a fact?
Oh my God. Ah, I'm not sure.
If you don't have it, that's fine. But what's the biggest fad about fashion? What's the biggest misconception about fashion?
Now I think the big fad of fashion is make people think they need to change their own figure to be cool, you know, is the plastic surgeries and everything. That I am agree at some point that if you really have a problem with yourself, but now from the social media, they make you understand you need to be something exactly like that. No, exactly like, let's say, Kardashian movement, mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of girls doing surgery or be like that. Just so this like that. Now in fashion is a fact, and hope never be a fact, because if it's not, we're gonna have a big problem in mm-hmm. the future.
Glad you're saying that. So thank you so much. I think that was very beneficial. Is there anything you would like to share with us or say at the end? You can, of course, share your social media, your website, if people want to see you, where they can connect with you. Any few words at the end?
Yes, for sure. So, guys, you can contact me now. I am doing a lot of online stuff. The website is coming as well. But from now, you guys can see me in c.air.ocha in Instagram. And yes, I'm gonna share with you as well, so people can see my work. And thank you very much for everything, for sure. And please, everyone, try to always be yourself. Try to feel wonderful with yourself. Try to respect and love your own body and your own person. And like that, you can start having your own styles and your own look. And after that, you will be the most cool person ever. So is what I want to share. And thank you very much, Natalia.
Thank you. No, thank you for taking your time and being our guest. That's a pleasure.
No problem. Whatever you guys need. And thank you, Health Radio, as well.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And now is the time for our workout. Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready, team? So today in our workout section, we will focus on our upper body. Again, we will have three easy exercises that you can do in any environment. We will try to work on the different tempos of those exercises just to add an extra spice to it. Are we ready, team? So remember, we work for 60 seconds straight work, then you have 10 seconds to rest. We're going to repeat the same block of three exercises twice. So remember, after you do them once, you rest for around a minute and then you repeat exactly the same exercises one more time. So pay attention, team. Are we ready? First exercise, we're going to do tricep dips. All right, so make sure your hands are under your shoulders, your elbows are in, your booty do not touch the floor. So all work is based on your tricep. We're going to start with tempo on one. So you go all the way down, down on one, up on one. Stick to that tempo. One down, one up. And again, keep your elbows in. Make sure your hands are close to your hips, under your shoulders, and drop your body all the way down and push it up. You stick into this exercise for 60 seconds. Now we're switching the tempo. Down on two and up on two. Go down on two and up on two. Back to single tempo. Down and up and down and up and down. Pulls on three. One, two, three, and up. Go down on three and up. Go down on three and up. One more time. Three, two, and there we go, team. 60 seconds just like this. So we're trying to add different tempo, different timings, okay? That was exercise number one. Exercise number two, team, shoulder tucks. So you're in your plank position, your hands are under your shoulders, squeeze your butt. Every single muscle in your body is working. Just think of the plank, core engaged, every single little muscle fully engaged. And you're gonna tap your shoulders. Only one tempo, team. So tap your shoulder, tap your shoulder, tap and tap. Stick to it for 60 seconds. Make sure your hips do not wobble too much. Stay in that plank and all you do is you slightly pushing your body weight to one side while you're tapping and then you're switching. All right, team, 60 seconds. Now we're moving to exercise number three, the last one, which is mountain climbers variation. Your knee goes towards the elbows. So knee go up and try to reach to your elbow if you can. Okay, again, you stick into this exercise for 60 seconds and stick to one tempo. If you have a music at the background, just focus on the music. Make sure your knee goes as close to your tricep or your elbow as possible, so your obliques are fully squeezed. Again, we're in the plank position, so core fully engaged. Think of squeezing every single muscle while you're in this position. All right, we finished first block, three exercises, 60 seconds, which gives you 3 minutes of full work. Now is the time to rest, and you're going to repeat the same three exercises one more time, team. If you have any questions regarding this workout, ask me, DM me. I'm more than happy to answer all your questions, concerns, or give you any ideas, any tips, any other exercises that you can do in your free time. For a long time, the fashion industry has mainly used white, skinny, young, and female models on runways, in magazines, to advertise new collections, and in brand commercials or TV or elsewhere. In the fashion industry, sample-sized garments are typically between US size 0 and 4, which is not representative of the average body type. Approximately 80% of US women don't like how they look, and 70% of normal weighted women want to be thinner. In Australia, nearly 15% of men report an overvaluation of weight and shape. In the UK, 1 in 5 adults has felt shame because of their body image over the last year. This just goes to show how much power the fashion industry has to either positively or negatively affect how people view and think about themselves. The body positivity movement has become one of the largest pushbacks against a lack of diversity and positive self-image in the fashion industry. The movement advocates for the representation of all body types, sizes, physical ability, races, and genders. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with your life stories. If you have any additional questions or you would like me to talk about any particular subject, please contact me. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. Make sure you visit my website www.nataliakotowska.com for more information. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.